The murder rate in eastern Baltimore County is climbing, and people who live there say crime in general is getting worse in their communities. They gave Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshevsky and his new police chief, Melissa Hyatt, an earful about it this week when the two held a public hearing on the county executive's home turf at the Community College of Baltimore County campus in Dundalk. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Countywide, crime is down about 4% so far this year, but the murder rate is up. There were 27 homicides throughout last year. We are nearing the halfway mark of 2019, and already there have been 18 murders countywide, half of them on the east side, from Belair Road south to the Anne Arundel County line. That's according to Oshevsky's press secretary, T.J. Smith, who said aggravated assaults are up 20% in that area as well.
I am fed up.
That's Janet Hoskins, a lifelong resident of eastern Baltimore County, who took to the mic in what had been a relatively sedate hearing on policing. Hoskins said she called county police about drugs and prostitution going on in two neighborhoods and was told it would take 2 weeks to have a detective assigned to her case.
Where are the resources to this side of Baltimore County, where you were elected from, because you are from Baltimore County and the Dundalk area?
Oshevsky said his first budget as county executive, which takes effect next week, will have unprecedented resources for the police department. And Oshevsky, a graduate of Sparrows Point High School, defended his east side bona fides.
I've lived it. Patapsco Avenue, St. Helena, the last 10 years of my life.
Chief Hyatt told Hoskins the two-week delay is not acceptable and she would get to the bottom of it. Stephen Persigan blamed the increasing violence on a growing open-air drug market in Dundalk.
In the community where I live in Old Dundalk, if you're walking through the area, you can hear people selling drugs. You can hear them yelling about how they're going to get this person or that person, because they feel as though they've been wronged having to do with illicit drugs.
Hyatt, who took over as chief just last week, told Persigan that area is being targeted by the police department. Hyatt also promised that the area's violent crime numbers will improve.
Even once those numbers come down, our job is to also manage the perception of safety. And it's critically important for you to feel safe where you live, where you work, where you shop, where you go to worship.
Amy Menzer, executive director of Dundalk Renaissance, says crime, as well as lax code enforcement, is taking its toll.
It sort of adds to people's feelings of helplessness, frustration, them choosing to not reinvest in their home, leaving if they can, or feeling just completely desperate if they can't afford to move anywhere.
Oshevsky also brought up the fights that erupted at East Point Mall in April that led to 26 arrests and shut down a carnival. Oshevsky said they plan to tighten up permits for carnivals and special events. Legislation may be introduced in the county council this summer that would do just that.
For example, in Baltimore County, people were not required to submit a safety plan, per se, as part of their application process. That will change, and it will change very soon.
As she settles in as chief, Hyatt says she plans to visit all of the county's precincts by the end of this week. She's promising a better trained and equipped and a more transparent and accountable police department. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.